gosh. Okay. We try to give small pieces of paper. Managed to get a lot onto this one. It's great. Okay. I just wanted to make sure that I didn't want to subject people too much. But it's very good. It's more. I'm just saying. I was saddened to hear the time for the Q&A may be limited, and not all questions may get answered. This Q&A time has been a highlight of this retreat for me for many years, and is quite unique, as I have not experienced this extensive a Q&A. On other retreats. I felt from the first time I sat this retreat that the Q&A was a way the Sangha could communicate even though we are in silence. Hearing all the questions, which are questions we all share, as an honor truly neat to the person who asked, makes me feel so much more strongly the community of Sangha, and the universality of our challenges. Only some of us are able to articulate the words into questions, and your thoughtful, considerate, compassionate, and comprehensive answers have benefited me and so many others on the retreat. I thank you for all the years of your practice in answering all the questions, all in caps. Every question is invaluable and important to the person who wrote it. It is unfortunate. Some are uncomfortable with the length of time it takes to answer all the questions, as you stated. We are a mixed group in age and experience. I so appreciate every single one and every one of your monastics. My question mark. And it's just a little bit. Can we keep all the questions getting answered? So, we'll see how it goes. But, you know, I...
Now there's going to be less time because of...
But the... that's why I've done it in the past, is because I feel that the questions are beneficial. And I think everybody benefits, but we'll see. I just was concerned. Actually, I didn't really get any complaints, but it was my own. a concern that it drags on a bit too much. You can get too much of a good thing sometimes.